welcome to the March 16th edition of Look at My Records, only on Radio Free Brooklyn. What a beautiful day today, getting me pumped up to play you a bunch of brand new, fresh, locally sourced music produce across all of the five food groups. Kicked it off with a brand new song by the awesome post-punk trio Patio, and it's off of their highly anticipated debut album, which is dropping on April 5th, called Essentials. The song was called New Reality. It's coming out on Fire Talk Records, and right now you can pre-order it on limited edition vinyl. Act fast, because it's flying off the shelves, man. Patio.bandcamp.com. And they're celebrating the release of this debut album, follow-up to their really awesome debut cassette, which was released in late 2015, which I've been enjoying for a couple of years now. So it's really exciting to hear new music from them. And they'll be playing a super stacked release show at Union Pool. The day after the record comes out, Saturday, April 6th, they'll be joined by the great B-Boys and Obstacle. Obstacle, formerly known as Krill, so you're probably more familiar with the project known as Krill, but it's good to see Mr. Krill is back in action as Obstacle, so keep it all good, Obstacle. And the show is sold out already, so it's going to be a jam-packed Union Pool. The sold-out shows there get really sweaty and crowded. Check the Facebook group, though, or you can figure out a way to get to the show if you're really, really interested, I'm sure. I'm sure someone's not going to be able to make it, so maybe they'll let some people in at the door. So go, you know, give it a go. I'm really excited for Patio's debut album, Essentials. Glad they found a home for it on the great Fire Talk Records. It's also released cool stuff by the Philadelphia band Corey Flood, another record I really liked last year that came out on that label. But let's keep it going, because I want to fit as many songs in here as possible. So let's just keep it rolling. We got some Future Punks coming up, Teen, some Andrew Fox, Ryan Egan, my friend, all sorts of stuff coming up. So just keep listening, people. This is a new one from the band Future Punks.
Society implies a black class with less in mind. rights.
Everything was so much better in the 1970s. Yes! Everything was so much better. wish I could be in the 1970s.
In the 1970s, Tradici Bacci, hey! You're listening to Look At My Records on Radio Free Brooklyn on a beautiful, beautiful Saturday afternoon. So happy to be with y'all today. Yeah, I said y'all. Who cares? Got a problem? Email me about it. Not sure how you guys are listening today, but if you're out and about and you have a smartphone, download the Radio Free Brooklyn app for the optimal listening experience while you're on your smartphone. RadioFreeBrooklyn.org/iPhone, RadioFreeBrooklyn.org, Android. If you're an Android newsletter while you're on the internet, you can sign up for our newsletter as well. RadioFreeBrooklyn.org/newsletter, where you can keep up to date with new Radio Free Brooklyn programs. Constantly are onboarding new programs on this station. Upcoming RFB events, interviews, ticket giveaways, and special offers. RadioFreeBrooklyn.org/newsletter. All right, what a set we just played. Future Punks at the top of that set. The local Devo, obsessed four-piece. So dancey, right? So dancey, so punk rock. So glad to have them back with their first proper release in several years. We heard the song called Society Implies. That's off of their brand new EP, The World is a Mess, which is available right now via Modern Sky USA. Great label, putting out a lot of great stuff. Future Punks will be on the road starting next week. They'll be heading up north, stopping off in New Haven, Connecticut. They'll be doing Boston, all of that, probably, I think, Vermont as well. circling up through Canada, down to the Midwest, Indianapolis, Chicago. You know the drill. So if you're out there, go see them when they come to your town. After that, another great Bushwick-based band, Teen, with their first record in 3 years. The song was called Shadow, my favorite off of their new record called Good Fruit. And right now they're on the road with Australia's Methyl Ethyl, who also has a new record out. Check that out. I also really like that album. But Teen and Methyl Ethyl will be back in Brooklyn, right here at Elsewhere, not too far from the Radio Free Brooklyn studios on March 29th. And that's in the big hall, people. The big Elsewhere hall. So go check it out. Wrapped up that set with a really awesome song by my friends Tradici Bacci. My good friend Pete Moffitt is the drummer of this incredible, eclectic band. And if you haven't seen them live, I really have to encourage you to go see this band live. It is quite the experience. One of my favorite local bands to see live. So go see them. It was called In the 1970s, and it's off of their brand new record, which came out last month, called La Fine del Futuro. It's available via the label NNA Tapes on limited edition colored vinyl. It's kind of like multiple colors, and I really am happy to be a proud owner of this limited edition vinyl. Get it, people. We live in a world where you can't be slow with these limited edition vinyl releases. You don't have time to think about it. You just gotta get it. Otherwise, you're just gonna be stuck with the regular edition vinyl, which is not as fun. As a record collector, I have to tell you, just a regular vinyl, it's always disappointing. You'll wind up paying more for it on Discogs, the limited edition pressing. This sounds like a me problem. I feel like maybe out there you guys don't care as much, but yeah, I need that limited edition vinyl, people. All right. What a set. That was a great set. We're going to keep it going. Heard this guy, Andrew Fox. I read about him in the deli. We're going to play one of his new songs. He has a record coming out at the end of the month. It's actually probably about in a couple of days, actually. I lose track of time sometimes. It's actually coming out in a couple of days, so if you like it, check it out. My friend Ryan Egan also released a new single earlier this month. We'll be playing that in addition to new stuff by Toth of Rebel Bucket. His solo record's coming out in May, and he's been releasing a string of singles, so we'll play some of it. First up, let's hear John/Candy by Andrew Fox. Big fan of this song, so I hope you guys like it too. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Now baby only like gets through. Who is it that dances free out of this prison? It's a cruel business and I can't wait to be forgiven. Who is it that dances free out of this prison? It's a cruel business and I can't wait to be forgiven.
Reminds me of a flower, kind of like your underwear. You're probably shy and introspective. That's not part of my objective. I just want your fresh young Jimmy jamming, slamming, ramming in me. Every time I see your face, I think of things impure, unchaste. I want to fuck you like a dog. I'll take you home and make you like it. Everything you've ever wanted, anything you've ever thought of, is everything I'll give to you. I'll fuck you till your dick is blue.
A very rousing cover of that awesome Liz Phair song, people. Damn, background music got a little high there, but shout out to Pinky. Great job with that awesome Liz Phair cover to wrap up that set. Flower off of the Girly Sound tapes, which were reissued, was it last year or the year before, on Matador Records, along with her first three albums. It's all available on vinyl and tape. We love Matador. I love Matador. You're listening to Look at My Records on Radio Free Brooklyn. Hey, if you love the programming, if you like Look at My Records, you like some other show, consider donating to Radio Free Brooklyn. We're a 501c3 charitable organization, which means all donations are tax deductible to the fullest extent of the law. And we really rely on these donations to keep this awesome freeform internet station free and open as a platform for our community to promote media literacy, education, and free expression. So if you're interested in donating, please, radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. All right, back to the tunes, you guys. What a set there. As I mentioned before the jump, we had John/Candy by Andrew Fox. That's a single off of his brand new album, which is right around the corner. It's coming out March 22nd. That's next week. Congrats, Andrew Fox. I encourage everyone to check it out. He has a couple of other singles that he also released in anticipation of this album dropping. It's called Shock by Shock. So check it out. We heard the brand new single by Ryan Egan called Who Is It? Heard he recently played a great show at Baby's All Right with Cape Francis and a couple others. Heard it was awesome. Check him out live and stay tuned. He's going to be on this program March 30th. We're pre-recording an episode because I'm going to be out of town. But so keep your ears peeled to this program. Next week we'll have Lost Boy, pre-recorded episode. I'm going out west. Already recorded that one. It's ready to go. We'll have Lost Boy on the 23rd and Ryan Egan on the 30th. And then I'll be back in the studio in April. So stay tuned. Got a lot of quality programming coming up on Look at My Records. After Ryan Egan, we heard new single from Toth. Of course, Alex Toth, known as one half of the really awesome Brooklyn-based band Rubble Bucket. And that was called Song to Make You Fall in Love with Me. Again, one of, I believe, three singles that have been released so far off of his upcoming debut solo record called Practice Magic and Seek Professional Help When Necessary. Words to Live By, Mr. Toth. And that's coming out again May 10th on the awesome Northern Spy Records, based right here in Brooklyn. They've had quite a few years going now, and they keep on coming with the great releases. They put out a great album by the band Sus recently. Wilder Maker was another one they put out last year that was awesome. And Renata Zeiger. I feel like I'm not pronouncing her name correctly, but I am a huge fan of hers and her debut album, which came out last year on Northern Spy Records. So go check it out, northernspyrecords.com. They just keep it coming with the great releases. Toth, May 10th, solo record. Can't wait to hear that on vinyl. It's going to be available on vinyl. And then, of course, we wrapped up the set with my friend Pinky. real name Lindsay, and her awesome cover of Flower by Liz Phair really captured that Liz Phair essence. I really gotta give it to her. Liz Phair, when she does those stripped down songs, it's really powerful, and Pinky really, really did a great job with that song. Kudos. Looking forward to hearing more covers. She doesn't do a lot of covers. Her original stuff is awesome, of course, but that was just a, really did the song justice. Great job, Pinky. All right, let's keep the show going. We're about to get a little punkier, I think, with brand new song from Grim Streaker, and it's going to be off of their soon-to-be-released debut record. Their EP that came out, I think, in 2016 or 2017 was awesome. I'm a big fan of this band. I've also heard they kill it live. I have not seen them live yet, which is stupid of me. So I'm going to rectify that next month. Definitely going to see them live when they're playing in town. But they have their debut album coming out, and this song is on it. So check it out. We also got songs from La Pache coming up. They were recently announced as the opener for the legendary DC punk band Jawbox. So they'll be playing a bunch of East Coast dates with them. That's really exciting for them, and I can't wait to see them play with Jawbox at Brooklyn Steel in June. Right around the corner, right? All right, so here, check it out. We got Today New York by Grim Streaker.
Yeah. club. I'm born to know I won't go back. I won't go back. Wonder home, only know.
check out all the awesome new songs I just played for you guys. Crap, they were so good. Grim Streaker kicking off the set. Love that band. All they were at South by Southwest, heard they were killing it. You know, good for them. Can't wait to hear their brand new record. The song we heard was called Today New York. It's going to be off of their soon-to-be-released album. It's coming out May 17th, 2019. The album's called No Vision. That song was called Today New York. They also released another single from the record called ADD. Check both of them out. Get your pre-order in, people. Don't sleep on it. Then we heard Gracie by La Pache off of their new EP, Spirit Bunnies. Gotta give it to that band. Like I said, opening for Jawbox on a string of tours, and they're perfect fit. I could see why they were selected to open for them. Really like that band. New EP came out last month called Spirit Bunnies. Check it out. After that, we heard a new song by my friends Morris Alba. And what a song it was, people. Been waiting for new music from them for a while as well. It's called Sea Machine off of their album that's coming out soon called Nightmare / Miracle. So check that out. They've also released another single as well. And then we heard two crazy songs by Glazer and Spouter off of their brand new split 7-inch that just came out on State Champion Records last week. Order it on vinyl, people. StateChampionRecords.com, based out of New Brunswick, New Jersey. All right, coming down to the wire here, but I want to wrap up the show with Steph Richards, great trumpeter and composer who I recently interviewed for Brooklyn Bandstand. And this one is called Brooklyn Machine. We'll see you next week. Beep, 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 beep
Thank you.